and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
When the angels had left the shepherds and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." I don't know, I found myself laughing when I heard that phrase. I was like, they've just had angels come to them out in the field and announced all of this, and the angels disappear, and then they look around, they go, "Well, what do we do now? I guess we ought to go look." And I can see them. They all wave haste, go down. I've been thinking a lot this Advent, Christmastide, about expectations and what it is that expectations do for us. And I think there are some expectations that really are lively and sort of full of life. It's, you know, like, Mary being pregnant and expecting a child is an expectation, you know, and a sort of a hopefulness about it. And there are all sorts of expectations that we bring to life. I mean, I know I've formed them in terms of how life will be, how it'll unfold, what it'll be like. And I don't know about you, but my expectations are not a good forecaster. Are yours? I find that my expectations are somehow, you know, really tricky. Because I'll have expectations, if I have expectations and I cling to them really firmly, I get into a lot of anger. I get into places where it's like, wow, the world isn't supposed to be this way. Why is it behaving this way? Like 66 degrees on Christmas Eve? I mean, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, come on. Jane, I'm letting Jane out of the car and she's stepping into a puddle. Not ice, you know? It's like my expectations, though, could blind me. You know, it's like I'm so disappointed. If I was really, like, determined that for Christmas to be Christmas, it had to be white, there had to be snow, you know, in the bleak midwinter. And instead, I'm out walking the block here in moonlight, in the warmth, and feeling the breeze, a warm breeze on my face. And I'm like waking up to what actually is that is so different from my expectations. This afternoon we had the Christmas pageant. I don't know what you all expected about what the pageant would be like, but it was not anything that I expected. And it was wonderful, I have to say it was wonderful, but it was like, if you had an expectation of how it was supposed to go, that's not what was happening. And you really needed to be able to see what was actually happening and not ignore your expectations, but sort of hold them alongside what was actually going on. And I think about that first Christmas that we heard about in the gospel. And, you know, what was going on in terms of people's expectations of the Lord God coming to earth? I mean, there was not a lot of people lined up waiting for him to be born in a stable in Bethlehem. They had other expectations. They had other things going on. Their lives were sort of preoccupied with other stuff. And so a couple of shepherds here hear the news of angels, and somehow they're open. They don't have those fixed expectations. They're not preoccupied in that way. Whatever. They are touched. Their hearts somehow receive a message. It's a heart message that Mary understands as a heart message. You just heard, as Jan read it, that Mary treasured it all in her heart. She understood that something was really happening, which was far beyond what you could really understand with your expectations of what was going on. You know, I mean, I don't think it was her hope and expectation that her baby would be born in a stable. You know, who wants a baby in a stable? But that's where it was. And then she just needed to be with it as it was, or she was with it as it was, and suddenly shepherds are coming with wonderful stories of what's actually going on. that's hidden. It's not obvious. But because Mary could be open to it, her heart was touched and she had something up to treasure. Now, I think there's a hint. You know, there's sort of a call to each of us to hold our expectations lightly, to wonder about what fixed ideas we have about how life is supposed to be for you, for me, whatever. What those expectations are can blind us. It isn't that they can be dismissed. It's that they can be held a little lightly. And maybe we can see with our hearts something we don't know to expect. Maybe life can open, can unfold in a way that we just don't know to expect, we aren't prepared for, and it's happening in ways that we really didn't want. But maybe our hearts can be touched, and something can happen for us that's just a treasure, something to be treasured. Expectations are, you know, they're good. It's good to have expectations, to enter life with hope and with some sort of anticipation. But I think that some of us, sometimes, I know it happens for me, I have such an idea of how something's supposed to be that I don't see what's actually in front of me. And being delivered from that sort of blindness is a great gift when it happens, and something I can't really command. It isn't something I don't think I've ever actually orchestrated for myself, but it does come sometimes, doesn't it? That we just wake up in a moment and we see that what's going on isn't what we thought we wanted or were aiming for or planning for. It might have been the result of a great disappointment. And suddenly it's something we treasure. Something's happened to transform it. And I think that's what the Christ brings. It isn't that he's born according to our expectations. It isn't like the end result of all of our good planning. It isn't the end result of everything going just as we thought it should go. But something happens that might really be what we didn't want, and in God's hand turns into a treasure for us. Life is turned new. It happened in Bethlehem. And it can happen for you and for me at any time. And it's not in our control. It's not according to our personal plan. It's something that God's doing as a gift for you and for me. Taking the circumstances of our life, the stuff that we don't even think is important, and transforming them through his presence, so suddenly we have a gift that we're just aware that our lives have been touched by grace. So as the hymn says, come to Bethlehem and see. Come to Bethlehem and see. The one who in a manger was laid. Merry Christmas.